Boker Tov, B'Simanat Tava, we're starting Perek Dalet, starting the fourth chapter, Ein Bein. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalom, Vodah Chalim, V'Shalom, Chem Dabah, Chama Chanazana, Adamah Chanukah, Menifkas, Arman Menir, Shalom, Matzara, Adabir Mechel, Yafah Badar, Rifkah, 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 Badar, Okay, we're starting a new Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Bet Amud Bet 32b. Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah begins. Ein bein, there is no difference between hamudar hana'a mechavero, somebody who has been taken a neder against, meaning if I say I'm not going to benefit from you, or you're not allowed to benefit from me rather, so that's your mudar hana'a now. So that means you are somebody who are not allowed to benefit. That is not any different. Ben hamudar hana'a lechavero lemudar himenu ma'achal, to somebody who I say a neder that they're not allowed to benefit from me, any type of food. There's no difference. Ela the following. The only difference is between neder of hana'a and neder of ochel would be the following. Ela derisat haregel, of walking. What does that mean? So the Mefaresh says, la'avor b'chatzero le'katzer darko, in order to take a shortcut through the guy's backyard. If you want to take a shortcut through his backyard, that would be it. For hana'a would be asur, for ochel would be permitted. Vekelim she'in osin mayim ochel nevesh, and utensils that are not used for food purposes, for that person who took a neder of hana'a, of benefit, it would be asur to benefit even from that. For the person who took a neder of ochel, it would be permitted for him to use those objects. Hamudar ma'achal mechavero, if somebody says that you should not benefit from any food from me, so lo yashilenu nafa v'kabbara v'rechaim v'tanur, you shouldn't give him any type of sifter or a grinder or an oven to cook with. Aval mash'il lo chaluk, but you can lend him a cloak, like a garment, v'tabat, a ring, v'talit. Talit actually is really a cloak. Chaluk is like a shirt, and a talit is more so like a cloak that a person wears, or a robe. V'nezamim, and earrings. All of these types of things do not fall under the category of food, so therefore you would be allowed to lend it to that person. So the Gemara begins and says, Man Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah? Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Rabbi Eliezer, it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says what? The Tanya, the writer says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Afilu vitur asur bimudar hana. Even vitur is forbidden by mudar hana. What is vitur? So you got to look at the mefarish. The last mefarish on the page. Vitur zeu kegon shelakach midah shel tapuchim. If somebody wants to come and buy apples, for example, they want it when the bottom of Lamed Ben Amud Bet 32b. Somebody wants to buy apples with a special measurement. So he wants to buy, let's say, 1 pound of apples, bepruta, worth a special amount of money. Ulachar shem madad lo amida, after the guy measured, okay, this is how much 1 pound is, he gives it to him, and then mosif lo shtayim o shlosha, he adds two or three afterwards as a gift. So that adding afterwards, what is that? So a person who wants, a store owner, sometimes they do that, they want to give a gift, they want to give a little bit extra. Or you go to a food store and you're getting poppers, right? And what do? They give you the pound, and afterwards they add, okay, it's okay, I have one or two in your mouth, just take one. They give it to you as a gift, this is vitur. So the Mefaresh says, v'zeu derech shel chenvanin hosif al amidot mishalahen ho'il uvelo t'nai noten lo. He's not giving it to you with any condition. So lo michezek emekach, it's not considered like buying. Elek matana, it's like a gift. Va'aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, asur hamudar ba'oto havitur shel medidat haperot. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, if you want to benefit from that gift that you're given, it's asur if it's somebody that you're mudar hana'a from, somebody that you took a neder not to benefit from. That person cannot even benefit from your extra gift of giving the vitur on top of those fruits that you want. So this Mishnah is following that opinion, who takes a stringent level of anything that falls into the category of, let's say, food, to be able to make food with a sifter, with an oven, with a grinder. So all of those things would be forbidden if a person took a neder, not that you cannot benefit from my food purposes. Then the last line on the page, Hamudar ma'achal mechaberoh. We said if somebody takes a neder that the other should not benefit from his food, we said lo yashilenu. He should not lend him anything that has to do with food. So the Gemara says on the next Amud, Veha min ma'achal nadar. But the Gemara says he took a neder from not giving food. So why is he not allowed to give a sifter? A sifter is not food. So the Gemara says, Amar Bishum Amen Lakish, Be'omer hana'at ma'achalacha alai. He says, no. The benefit of your food is upon me, is forbidden from upon me. What does that mean? Since he added in the word hana'a, so hana'a also takes effect, anything that really makes food, you can make food with, that also falls into the category. Anything that really has hana'a in that regard, it should be asur. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't you learn out from those words, ema shelo yul os chitin v'iten amakaton. Why don't you say what it's talking about, is that when if I take an edda that you can't benefit from my food, so let's say I can't even chew wheat and put it on your cut. They used to have this type of remedy that they would chew like wheat and put it on someone's cut in order to heal them. There's a whole question about Masechet Makot, if that's considered like making a type of tattoo or something of the sort. Not to get into that subject, but we're going to see that hopefully soon. But over here he's saying, why don't we say that that's the issue? I mean, why are we saying that it's things that make food? Why don't we say it's even food itself, but not for consumption, more so for healing?
Why can't they be both?
Okay, but the question is, what does it mean, hana'at ma'achalacha? What does it mean that you're taking a neder from food? It sounds more like it's talking about actual food, even though it's not for eating, rather than an item that makes food. So the Gemara answers and says, Amarava be'omer hana'a ha'mevi'a lidei ma'achalcha alai. It says, no, the benefit of something that brings your food is asur upon me. Meaning, even something that you can prepare food with, which is obviously talking about a sifter or a grinder or something along those lines. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa gives a couple examples of things that fall into this category. Sak lahavi perot, a bag, a sack filled with fruits. V'chamor lahavi alav perot, or a donkey to bring upon fruits, upon the donkey fruits. V'afilu tsana ba'alma, and even, let's say, a basket, a regular basket. All of these are hana'a mevi'ali de ma'achalhu. All of them are benefits that bring a person food. So all of those things would be forbidden if a person took such a neder.
It could be anything in the world then.
Yeah, it could be really anything nachon, it could be anything if it really, nachon. Bayi Rafapa had a question. So now the Gemara asks really your question. Is it really anything in the world, or is it really something that these type of specific things, are they included? Sus lirkovalav. If let's say I have a horse to ride on, v'tabad l'ra'otba, or a ring to show people how nice it is, a beautiful ring, mahu, what's the din then? Does that fall into this category? So he says, mifsak u'mezal ba'ar'e mai. What if, let's say, somebody has a backyard, he has a shortcut to Kanisa. Can I use his backyard? Yeah, like Rabbi, can I use his shortcut? If I took a neder not to benefit from him, can I use his shortcut to go through his yard? So, the Gemara said, Tashema, we learned earlier, if you took a neder not to allow the person benefit from any of your food, so he says, or he took a benefit allow you to benefit from any of his food. It says, Tashema in our Mishnah, Aval mash'il lo chaluk v'talit nezamim taba'ot. It says you're allowed to lend the person a shirt, a cloak, earrings, rings, any of those, because those are not anywhere in the category of food. So the Gemara says, Hechidame, what's the case over there? Maybe all those cases are talking about you can't go and show people. He's not allowed to wear it in public for people to see. But then why is you giving somebody a ring not to wear? What's the purpose of it? Do you even need to say that that's permitted? I have to say it's permitted to give someone a ring if I took a neder that he shouldn't benefit if, let's say, he's not benefiting from it, meaning he's not even wearing it.
No, so Ella, not for food for a party, for an event.
Exactly. Ella, love afilo lera'ot bahen, meaning it must be that even if he can wear it, v'ketani, and still what did it say? Mash'ilo, you're allowed to lend it to him. So clearly, what do you see? When a person takes such a neder, that the neder doesn't have to, let's say the neder has to do with food, right? A horse that can ride you to the party where you can eat the food, or a ring that can be seen at the party where everyone is going to be impressed at where there's a lot of food, right? But all of these other topics in the Mishnah, the ring, the earrings, all of those things are not anything to do with food. But in our Mishnah, it said what? That you're allowed to lend it to the person even for him to wear it. So clearly, what do you see? Those things would not be problematic. That's not directed towards food. But the Gemara says no. Lo le'olam shelo le'raot. Really, the Mishnah was saying you're allowed to lend it to him, but he can't wear it out at the banquet for him to show people. Since the Resha, the beginning part of the Mishnah, said you shouldn't lend those items, like the sifter, the grinder, and all of those, So the latter part of the Mishnah said, lend. But it didn't even need to necessarily say lend, because it's so pashut that you're allowed to lend someone something for them not to wear it. Meaning, I can give him this ring, but he's not allowed to wear it at the party, because that's benefiting from something that has to do with food.
Are you going to redeem it for money, no?
Nachon, but that's not food. The problem is that he's going to wear it at the banquet where there's food. So what he's saying is that he didn't even need to mention in the latter part of the Mishnah, mash'ilo, lend it. He just mentioned it because it mentioned in the resha of the Mishnah. Okay, very good.
You are machmir because it's a fake, but the person over is not okay. Rambam.
Okay, new Mishnah. V'chol davar she'ein osin bo ochel nefesh, anything that you don't make ochel nefesh with, makom shemaskirim kayotze ben asur. In a place where they rent those items out, it would be asur to benefit from that, because that's considered things that you make food with. Right, so let's see what the Gemara is talking about, what the Mishnah is talking about. The Gemara says, Michlal de Resha, you can understand that the Resha, the earlier Mishnah, afal pi she'ein maskirin, even if they don't rent those out, they would be asur. So Mantana, who is the author here? So Amar Avada Barahava, Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that even vitur, even taking the gifts on the extra fruits would be asur, and that's like matana. So how much more so also over here, he also holds that the items that even they don't rent out, still it would be asur, right? Look at the Mefaresh, Michlal de Resha, the Katane lo yashilinu nafava kabbara, that we said you can't lend him sifters, have afal pi she'en maskirin, even though they don't rent those, kelomar she'en nohagin lahashil b'schirut, afal gav de lo have hana'a gemura, even though it's not a complete benefit, the kevan she'en maskirin, mai ka mehanilei, since he don't rent these out, what is he benefiting from the person? Im ze lo yashilenu, if he doesn't lend it to him, what is he benefiting? Meaning, I can't rent it out, it's not like I could have made money otherwise if I didn't lend it to the person. No, I don't rent these out. So, this is a place that people don't rent out. So in a place that don't rent out, I would have thought that, hey, look, I can lend these out to the person. That's why the Gemara is saying, even in that case, you wouldn't be allowed. And it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who was very machmir by Nidarim. Very good. Meaning it has to do with something that brings food. It could be a sifter or...
Don't say anything. Rent out anything.
Right,
yeah.
Nachon. Nachon. Yes, it could be anything. Yeah. Exactly. New Mishnah. Hamudar hana'a mechavero. If somebody takes a neder against you, for you not to benefit, we had this Mishnah, actually, if you remember, at the end of Masachet Ketubot. I believe it was on Daf Kuf Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. So the Mishnah over there said, and it's sourced over here, shokelo et shiklo, you're allowed, even though the person took a neder that you can't benefit, or that, yeah, he can't benefit from you, right? You took a neder, he can't benefit from you. You're allowed to shokelo et shiklo. You can give him the half a shekel. You can pay for his half a shekel. Right? Every year, every person from all of the adults from Am Yisrael have obligation to give a half a shekel to the temple treasury.
Not for hana'ah, is that right?
Huh?
It's not for hana'ah.
No, yeah, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to give it for hana'ah. Yeah, exactly. You have to give it for the Beit HaMikdash, and they would buy the communal sacrifices with these half a shekels. So you're allowed to pay for that person's half a shekel, even though he's not allowed to benefit from you. Uporea et chovon, you can pay his debt off. Umachzir lo avidato, you can find his lost object and return it to him.
Is that indirect benefit, not direct?
Let's see. I mean, if you remember back then over there, what we said was, well, these were types of mitzvah.
Right.
Meaning, hamudar hana'a mechavero means somebody who I am not allowed to benefit from my friend.
Yeah,
so I'm still allowed, though, to pay off his... Exactly, that's what it means. And in places where they take payment for finding a lost object, all of that money should go towards hektesh, consecrated, because you can't benefit from that person, so you can't take that money, right? So the Gemara then says, Alma, what do we see over here? Avruche ari ba'almahu v'sharei. This is like just trying to get rid of the lion, and it's permitted. Meaning, when I pay his debt off, what am I doing? I'm paying it off, but I'm trying to just get rid of his debt off of him. And it sounds like it's permitted over here. So the Gemara asks, Mantana, who's the author of this? So Amar Rav Hoshaya, we have a machloket, but Rav Hoshaya says, Zo divrei Chanan hi. This is following the opinion of Chanan. Okay, what was the opinion of Chanan? We're going to see the opinion of Chanan very soon. The Gemara is going to bring it. Rava Amar Rava says, Afilu teima divrei hakol. Even if you want to say it follows all opinions. Gabe mudar hana'a de yahiv al manach lo lifroa. By the case of mudar hana'a, what is it talking about? Someone who takes a neder that you can't benefit from him, that I can't benefit from him. It's talking about a case where he owes a debt, that person owes a debt, but it wasn't any set date for it to be paid back. right? So you're paying it back for the person at an earlier time that it needs to be. I mean, he can pay it back whenever he wants later on. You're doing it without a set date. So that's how Rava would explain how it would work with all opinions. But what is this opinion of Hanan we just mentioned? So my Hanan, what is Hanan? Didan, as the Mishnah says, Mi shalach lemedinat hayam. Somebody goes away overseas, ve'amad acher upirneset ishto, and another person comes and took care of his wife, supported his wife. So Hanan Omer Hanan said Amar ibedet ma'otav, he lost his money. Meaning when the husband comes back, the husband can't go to the person who lent it to his wife and say, the person who lent it to the wife cannot go to the husband and say, pay me back for how much I supported your wife. No, he lost the money. Nobody asked him to do that. Whereas nechleku alav nekwanim gedolim, the children of the Kohanim Gedolim, they disagreed with him. And they said, Ve'amru yishba yishava kamma hotzi ve'itol. He should swear how much he took, how much he spent, and take that back from the husband. Yeah. Okay. Amar b'dosa ben harkinas k'divrahim. He said, like the words of the Chachamim. Amar b'yochanan ben zakan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yafe amar Hanan. Hanan was correct. Hiniach ma'otav al tzkeren atzevi. Right, remember this? He put his money on the deer's horns. Right, the deer's horns, they run and the money falls and that's it, it's gone. They're very fast. So it's a machloka between Hanan and the opinion of the and the Rabbanan. So the Gemara is now going to go through the opinions of Rav Hoshaya and Rava, who Rav Hoshaya said that is following Hanan. Really, this Mishnah is following the opinion of Hanan that we just saw, that the guy lost his money. So what does it mean that it's following the opinion of Hanan, right? Our case was what? The guy was paying off the debt for somebody. It's let's go back and understand the Mishnah first. Let's go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Shokelo et Shiklo. You can pay his shekel, you can pay off his debt, you can, pay his, find his lost object. So the Mefaresh over there says, Hamadir yachol liten bishvilo machatzit ha-shekel shenonin natumat ha-lishka, ve'yachol lifro chovo ve'en mehane lo kelum. That's not considered benefiting to the person. When the katane porea chovo, alman lo mehane le menechasav. Since he said you're allowed to pay off the debt, it sounds like it's not benefiting from the person. You're not giving it to him. You're paying somebody off. So it's like you're getting that, it's indirect. You're getting away his debt off of him, which is not a direct benefit for him. That's what the Mefaresh says over there. But now jumping back to the Amud Bet, when the first Mefaresh says, Divrei Chananhi, it's following the opinion of Hanan, according to Rav Hoshaya, what does that mean? The Amar Ibed Ma'otav, he says you lost your money. She'en lemalve al bala. He can't come to the husband and say, give me my money back. He didn't give it in his hands. He got rid of the lion. So too in our case, when he pays off the person's debt, he has no obligation to pay off the person's debt. Nobody asked him to do it. He didn't give it to the guy directly. He just paid it off. So that's why he can't come and say, give me my money back. So this is following the opinion of Hanan, according to Rav Hoshaya. The Rava comes and says, no, it follows even the opinion of Rabbanan. Why? Because he can say that it's talking about a case where there's no set time to pay off the debt. So look at the next Mefaresh. How does that make sense? Mizeh dehashta ki poro ze lo have hana'a. When he pays it off, that's not a benefit. Because if the guy wanted, he couldn't come and collect from him at all, because he doesn't have an obligation to pay him yet. You can pay him whenever he wants. There's no set date. Vishokelo et shiklo nami. Okay, and then the Mefaresh continues on the other aspects as well. But it's not considered a benefit for him. So even the Rabbanan would agree in that case that you could pay it off, because there's no set date.
Well, if he has a loan, is he able to come and pay off the loan to his wife that has no money for her sustenance?
So again, it's a good question. Look at that. It's not okay. Done. Let's finish it off. Let's ask the question at the end. Okay. So let's understand why Rav Hoshaya and Rava disagree. So the Gemara says, Rava lo amar ke Rav Hoshaya. Rava didn't say like the opinion of Rav Hoshaya. Rava had said it follows even Rabbanan. Rav Hoshaya said no, it follows Chanan. So why didn't Rava say like Rav Hoshaya? Because he established the Mishnah according to everyone, according to Hanan and according to the Rabbanan. So why would he go to the opinion that's less when he can gather all opinions? Rav Hoshaya lo amar ke Rava, and Rav Hoshaya didn't follow Rava, who said that even Rabbanan would agree. Gezera shelo lipara mishum lipara. It's a decree in a case where, for example, a person would not have a specific date to have paid back by. For a case that he would have a specific date he had to pay back by. Meaning, we would tell the person, why didn't he say like Rabbanan, that you can even hold like Rabbanan in that case? Because it's talking about a case of there's no set date to pay back by. Because maybe sometimes you won't realize in a case where there is a set date you have to pay back by, and what you're doing is you're helping the person, you're paying it back earlier. That's in hana'ah. So we make a gezerah in a case where there's no hana'ah, in a case lest you do it when a case there is a hana'ah. Meaning, two examples. Number one, I owe him money, there's no set date. Okay, somebody comes and pays it off for me, he's not paying it off early, I don't owe it to him. If he comes to collect it from me, I don't have to pay him yet. Whereas, the other case is, I owe you money, due at the end of the month. If he comes and pays it off for me early, now he's doing a benefit for me. So, in the we're making gezerah on the first case, lest you make a mistake and fall into the second case.
So that's
why the Rav Hoshaya does not hold like Rava, who says that even Rabbanan would agree over here. Okay, let's stop there. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. No, because me paying off the person's debt, there's no early. I'm not paying it off early. It's not because there's no set date. So if the guy, if let's say you wanted to come and collect it for me, I wouldn't have to pay you because I don't have a set date with you. I could pay you whenever I want. That's the explanation. Okay, we started a new Mishnah today, a new Perek. We talked about the difference between a mudar hana'ah mechavero versus mudar mimenu ma'achal, food and just general benefit, general things. And we said in the Mishnah that you cannot lend him things that have to bring to food, but you can lend him like clothing and things along those lines. Then when we got to the Gemara, we asked a few questions. What about a horse to ride on to get to the banquet or a ring? And we tried to say that really it might be allowed. And we said, no, it's not allowed. In the Mishnah, what is it talking about? You can give him a ring, but not to wear out in the banquet. It's just to keep private. And why did we say you could lend it? It's obvious you could lend it. It's just because we taught in the Reisha, you could lend. You cannot lend. So too we taught in the Seifa, you can lend. Then as we got to the bottom of the page, we got to a new Mishnah. Two new Mishnah of... a new Mishnah with regards to somebody who takes a neder that a person should not benefit from him, and he says the guy is allowed to pay his shekel, he's allowed to pay off his debt, he's allowed to find his lost object. Those are not considered real benefits, they're indirect. And as we got to the Amud Bet, we started to explain that this is really just you're removing something that is an indirect way of giving him a benefit. It's not a direct, you're not handing him the money. And we said that there was a machloket between Rav Hoshaya and Rava who this Mishnah follows. Is it follow the opinion of Hanan who says he lost his money? Or is it follow the opinion of Rabbanan also that says, no, he didn't lose his money? So Rav Hoshaya said it follows Hanan. Rava says it follows even Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, why don't they hold like each other? So Rava doesn't hold like Rav Hoshaya because Rava is following all opinions. Rav Hoshaya doesn't hold like Rava because Rav Hoshaya would say, I'm making a gezerah on that first case, lest we fall into the second case. On the case of where there's no set date of paying back, to a case of maybe there is a set date of paying back. Okay, Baruch Adonai Lo'olam. Amen.